Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm 爱新觉罗贝。
I'm 陈璇。
The first CIIE exhibits containing 25 pieces of jewelry arrived at Puzhou International Airport yesterday. They were allowed to enter after being examined by customs officers. Zhang Hong tells us more.
At the exhibition division of Shanghai Customs, an officer reviewed and approved a company's declaration form. The exhibits were allowed in after Pudong International Airport received customs approval. The entire process was completed online.
After the exhibits arrived in Shanghai, customs approved our declaration yesterday morning and we picked up the goods in the afternoon.
The 25 pieces of jewelry are valued at 560 million yuan, making them the most valuable set of exhibits in the CIIE history. They will be stored in a warehouse until being moved to the CIIE venue. This year, Shanghai Customs launched a new management system for items that will only be in the country temporarily. A company only needs to hand in an application once and will be allowed to submit a detailed list of items later. A Shanghai Customs official said they want to make sure customs clearance is fast and convenient for CIIE exhibits.
We're expecting CIIE shipments to peak in October. They will arrive via air, land, and sea. Shanghai Customs will do its best in terms of policy implementation, on-site supervision, customs clearance and pandemic control to ensure the fifth CIIE is a complete success.
The CIIE is scheduled from November 5th to 10th in Shanghai.
Law enforcement officers from Shanghai and neighboring Wujiang in Jiangsu and Jiashan in Zhejiang today conducted a safety check of Taipu River. Officials said they were focusing on ships transporting hazardous cargo or polluting the river. Zhang Yue finds out more.
At an inspection station at Changhushen Channel in Qingpu District, law enforcement officers were checking a cargo ship that was carrying 1,100 tons of cargo from Zhejiang.
You sail the ship, but the ship belongs to your son. Which level is the ship?
Officers said the owner of the ship, Mr. Zhao, was running errands in Zhejiang, so he got his father to make the delivery. Zhao will be fined 20,000 yuan for allowing his ship to be operated by an individual who wasn't licensed for such large shipments. The officers also found a problem with the ship's legal document. However, officers won't fine Zhao for this violation, since a new regulation went into effect yesterday. It states that officers only need to educate an individual over minor infractions that do not cause harmful consequences. At a safety inspection spot on the G318 National Highway, a truck driver forgot his driver's license. Inspectors verified his license with an online database.
You can go now. Don't forget your license next time.
Traffic volume of both vehicles and ships is high at major entry points in Shanghai and neighboring Jiangsu and Zhejiang. Such joint safety inspections has largely improved enforcement efficiency.
Those joint safety inspections in the Yangtze Delta region started earlier this year on waterways.
Russian-controlled regions of eastern and southern Ukraine yesterday announced plans to hold referendums between September 23rd to 27th, where they will choose to join Russia. Stephen Rangwood has a story.
Authorities of Ukraine's Donetsk and Luhansk regions yesterday announced that they will hold a referendum on the possible accession of these territories to Russia.
I believe the law is timely and the only right decision that meets the hopes and aspirations of our people to join Russia.
Only together and only with Russia will we stand and win.
On the same day, the administrations of the Russian-held regions of Kherson and Zaporizhia announced that they had also decided to hold a referendum on joining Russia. Luhansk and Donetsk together form much of the Donbas region, where over 80% of its residents are reported to be in favor of the referendum.
We all support it, all of us. So I think it will all be fine. This long journey will not be for nothing. We will make it. The victory will be ours.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov yesterday said that it was up to the people living in Ukraine if they wanted to hold referendums on joining Russia. However, Ukraine's chief diplomat dismissed the idea, calling it a Russian move to annex parts of his country. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Washington rejects any such referendums unequivocally, and the European Union also condemned the plan, saying the bloc would not recognize the outcome of the referendums and would consider further measures against Russia if it went ahead with the vote.